Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. So today, this is episode number 203. Of course, my name is Derek Gallimore, and we are joined by Barbara Turley of The Virtual Hub. So Barbara Turley she's Irish, living in Sydney, and has an investment banking background. So how did she find herself now being the CEO and founder of The Virtual Hub, which employs over 100 VAs now? So it's a really interesting journey, and I'm happy to have Barbara on board to discuss her journey and discuss her own aha moment with outsourcing and how she found herself to be so deep into the outsourcing industry now. So I learned a lot, and I'm sure you will enjoy this chat with Barbara Turley. If you want any of the contact details or anything we mentioned, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/203. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I am joined by Barbara Turley of The Virtual Hub. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Great, Derek. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. And you're an Irish expat living in Sydney, and I've spent some years in Sydney. So it's certainly good to catch up with you, and we can compare notes on outsourcing. So you are the CEO and founder of The Virtual Hub, which is an outsourcing VA specialized vertical, and I'm sure you can tell us more about that. But you've had a very interesting background, both in corporate and you know, business life generally, and then turned to the outsourcing sector because of I think, you know, we have kind of shared enthusiasm for the sector. So I'm really happy to have you on board and to explore that more fully with you. So I suppose initially, are you able just to introduce yourself and give a little bit of background?
Sure. Yeah, I've had, as you said, I've had a kind of a varied career. Not initially. I hail from Ireland, but I started out my career. I spent 15 years in corporate, mainly in the investment banking arena, the industry. I was in equity trading for 10 years, and then over on the asset management sales side of that business. And to cut a long story short, look, I always had a vision of running my own company. I always wanted to kind of build my own company, as I think a lot of corporate people do have that kind of vision. And I got a chance to have a dabble at that in the corporate world, actually through the financial crisis, when I got involved in a fairly large management buyout of a business from Deutsche Bank about 10 years ago. And I got a chance through that experience to really learn about how scalable businesses are, I guess, built from sort of the ground up. It wasn't totally a startup, but it was a very difficult kind of journey in those first few years. And then eventually I came to leave that and do my own thing. And as a lot of corporates do when they leave, they do some consulting. So I was doing a bit of business coaching for small business. And I noticed that they were all having the same problem. It didn't matter what the business was, whether it was traditional offline brick and mortar or online coaches. None of them had any time, and they didn't have enough money to hire people locally. So, of course, like everyone else, I had read Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek, and I had actually got myself a VA at the time in the Philippines. So I started recruiting literally my VA's friends just to help out the clients that I was working with. And honestly, before I knew it, I was getting way more demand for people going, can you get me one of those VAs, than I was for business coaching. And I just thought, I wonder, is there a business in this? And boom, 4 years later, here we are, the Virtual Hub with 100 staff in the Philippines. So that's how it happened, really. It was kind of accidental.
Yeah, incredible. Huh? And, you know, it is amazing. People talk of the size of businesses over here, and it makes people in the West just, you know, I think it's incredible to think that you have 100 employees. Yeah, but it's kind of more normalized. And of course, your commodity, what you're trading in, is human resources. But it really is incredible, the kind of scale of companies and corporations over here. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we're small. I mean, I'm thinking 100 people. I mean, there's people with 5,000 people over there in the Philippines that are, I mean, they're literally changing the landscape of the country in terms of the society and the impact that you can have. Not all of them are impacting in a good way, but, you know, you would sort of think that it does change the fabric of a society.
Yeah,
the work we do.
absolutely. And the big guys, I mean, the big guys are sort of up to like 50,000 in the Philippines and maybe
Wow.
200,000 worldwide. It really is, it's really sort of
Enormous.
a
Yeah.
massive kind of people industry, isn't it?
So we've a
And
long way to go from 100.
yeah, well, I mean,
But
it's,
we've come a long way as well.
yeah,
We're
but
very niche
no,
in what we do.
yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? But no, I mean, the scale is absolutely fantastic. And I appreciate your background as well, because I've always been in business myself, and I was actually listening to another podcast of a another person in outsourcing, and previously they were a children's entertainer and a balloon twister. Now, I
Oh,
think
wow.
that it's kind of, it's far more reassuring, I think, to have a corporate background such as yourselves and such as yourself in consulting, because that's where, I think outsourcing, it fundamentally is quite a technical
It's
and sort
not
of,
as easy as people think.
it's not,
It
is
is
it?
not as easy as people think. Yeah, everyone thinks, oh, you just go and recruit people and farm them out to clients. I'm like, nah, it doesn't work like that. It's very strategic. You need to have a
Absolutely.
very strategic mind for it.
So, you and I just want to get more background really into outsourcing, and when you turn to outsourcing, I call it, I started outsourcing in about 2011, and I call it my biggest aha moment really in
Yeah.
business, because you just realize the incredible opportunity and power that outsourcing has for businesses if it's properly harnessed. But what was
Absolutely,
it
yeah.
about your initial impression on outsourcing, and what were you thinking of outsourcing before you even started? Were you apprehensive? Did you were you sort of kind of hesitant because
Look.
of the typecasting that you'd heard previously?
No, I wasn't. But then, okay, so a couple of things. I dived right in and I went direct. So I didn't use an agency or anything. I went direct, dived right in, and sort of hit a home run. I did and I didn't. I got a VA who's still with me, by the way. She's still with me and she's a
Nice.
big part of the virtual hub today. But a couple of things. I wasn't scared because I didn't know what I didn't know. So, like, if I look back now and go, I was so naive going into it. I'd never even been to the Philippines. But I did know that it was when I read Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek. I mean, I guess that was my moment of going, of course, that's a fantastic idea. And I realized that the way to get success with it, though, is to keep at it. And you've got to be, you can't be just kind of in and out. I see people churning through VAs and employees all the time, both in the Philippines and in Western countries. And I think that's a lot of the reason why some people fail at it, to be honest. But like you, I guess when I started getting people asking me about it, the first couple of VAs I placed were with smaller businesses, solopreneur type businesses in Sydney. And they just, it just unlocked them so massively to even get rid of a couple of admin tasks that they naturally started telling their friends. And all small business owners are desperate for entrepreneurial freedom. Weekends, can I at least take 2 days off? So when I saw the power of that, I remember sitting at my desk one day going, is nobody doing this? Or like what? Like, is nobody providing this service? And of course, lots of people are. But I think there's a lot of people providing the service in a bad way. Like, there's lots of people doing it well, but my focus was more on the client at that stage and helping them. Recruiting is one thing, but you've got to help to try and get success on the client side and then on the side of the VA. So that's been my evolution with this, is to not just recruit people. I actually kind of force success rates that are very high on both the client and the VA in terms of career development, wanting to be part of a culture, all that sort of stuff. So that's where I think I've been successful, to be honest, because I've focused on the client success and the VA success as opposed to the numbers.
Yeah, and it sounds like a real partnership, isn't it? And this is what I tell
Yeah.
people. Like, I want people to try outsourcing. I want them to try it today, just dip their toe in. But also, it's not that hard to get into it. But it is really, almost like a marriage. It's a long-term partnership, and something that you need to invest time into up front to,
Yeah,
for
you'll
it to be
love this actually.
successful.
I was listening to one of Gary V, one of his kind of Facebook lives recently, and he said he was talking about freelancers and sort of, trying to dip your toe and using contractors here, there, and everywhere. And he said in his view, the reason people fail so much with it is because they're hooking up and dating when actually what they're looking for is a strong marriage. which is kind of how I feel as well. Some people sort of want to try before they buy sort of thing, but then no one's committing to anyone. So the energy is all wrong from day one. So it can be, that can be a big problem.
Yeah, and I've heard as well, because we're actually writing a series of articles at the moment trying to educate people about the difference between the Upwork and freelancer of the world versus proper professionalized outsourcing services, you know. And I think that Tim Ferriss has done an incredible thing with the industry, but also people kind of want, you know, an incredible VA 5 hours a week paying $1 an hour that can host a whole website.
And they want them to be completely loyal to you.
Yeah. And so without training, because you also, you know, you don't want to invest time in them. And it's not really there, is it? I think it needs to be sort of slightly swung back the other way, where people, again, like Gary Vee says, it's more of a marriage. There's a sort of mutual commitment and long-term view.
You know, I also try to say to clients, I mean, it obviously depends what stage of business that you're at. Some people would say, well, in the early stages, you only need a VA for a couple of hours a week. I would argue differently, because from day one of me starting a business, I hired one full time. I was like, I'll have her full time. Thank you. And I think that's people, they're not looking at it as a long term strategic decision in the growth of the business. They're looking at it as, I need an extra set of hands to help me to clean up things. That's a major problem. People looking at it that way from a business perspective.
And also, I think, you know, there is a bit of this kind of Gary Vee sort of hustle out there where people kind of want to get as much as they can for free, or not necessarily get, you know, pay as they should do. So they're kind of looking for 10 articles to be written on a trial basis before they pay anyone, you know, and it's just not. I think it's easy for people to forget that these are real people over here. These are people with aspirations like themselves, people that want a career ladder, and people that are very loyal if given the opportunity. And, you know, again, it's just that differentiator between kind of the part-time freelancer thing versus professionalized outsourcing services.
Yeah, which is a partnership, really. And you want to see, like, we want to see our clients grow. Like, I'm like, if we get a client that has one VA and we see that grow, that client grow to four VAs with us, I mean, that's a huge win for us and for the client and for the teams in the Philippines.
Yeah.
It's win-win-win, really.
It is. It's all positive, isn't it? Because you're seeing good growth, you're seeing good results for everyone in the mix. And so you had an early win. You got a fantastic VA. And I think, you know, you realize as well, like with any of your clients coming on board, there might be a bit of skepticism. They may be a little bit unsure, uneasy. And getting the quick win for people is so critical, isn't it? Because they then kind of relax a bit and they believe in the process a bit. And also having a very successful pioneer, which is like the first person on the team, and you still have your first VA as an example. Do you have any examples of easy wins that if people are sort of hesitant or unsure, like, well, how do you get people in and get them easy wins?
Look, I'll be honest, it all comes down to having good people. Now, the term, when you're recruiting, and this is what a lot of people don't get, even when they come to us, we have to like painstakingly spell this out several times over so people understand the difference between a pure recruiter and a professional managed outsourcing service provider is enormous, right? So our pure recruiter is going to just have a resume bank, and they're going to have look at resumes, and they're going to do a couple of interviews, maybe a test or two, and then they're going to show you a lineup of people. Doing that, you have no idea about the true character or the work ethic or the enthusiasm of that person. For us, I take a lot of risk up front. I actually employ people. I have a Philippine entity. I employ people before I ever even show them to a client. And what we're looking for, we actually know the character and the type of person we're looking for. And how we find that is we put them through our intensive training programs for anywhere from a month to 6, 7, 8 weeks. Because the only way that you can really get the measure of someone is if you see the whites of their eyes every single day in your office under a training program. The ones that are not going to be successful eventually cave in and deselect themselves and leave before we've ever committed to a client. So by the time we show them to a client, the quick win happens that the client is almost, it happens on the interviews. They're like, oh, wow, I'm confused. I don't know who to pick because I wasn't expecting them to be that good.
Right.
And that's kind of where we get the initial quick wins. We actually try to we try to over deliver. Now, it doesn't happen 100% of the time, but it happens a lot.
So you have your VAs sort of sitting on the bench already pre-trained, and then you match clients to those people. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And that's why, you know, we're very specific about what we do. So we specialize, we've gone quite niche in that we typically specialize in digital marketing implementation type general virtual assistants. So what I mean by that is, don't come to us looking for a writer, even though that is part of digital marketing. Our guys are more all the grunt work around link building, social media content calendars, posting your social media, putting blog posts up, you know, building your campaigns and fixing your rules in Infusionsoft, all that kind of stuff. That's kind of where we play. And because of that, we can control the training much more effectively. And that's kind of where we get a lot of quick wins for people. We can sort of get someone in there that can, I won't say hit the ground running, because that's never true, but can get up to speed pretty quickly with a client.
Yeah, and again, you know, if you're hiring anyone anywhere, there's always going to be a kind of maturation of the relationship, isn't there, and getting used to the processes. And so, I mean, that's incredible again, isn't it? You know, we're myself, Outsource Accelerator, trying to, again, educate people the difference between outsourcing and freelancing. And you're upfront investing 4 to 6 weeks before you take them out to clients. And then not only that, you know, they're supervised within a professionalized environment, and then they get you thrown into the mix and your infrastructure, your systems to make sure that everything goes smoothly. And also, you know, from what I understand, you kind of dive into their operations a bit and make sure things are going well, and maybe advise in terms of the best optimization.
We have a big onboarding process. We teach clients how to get ready before the VA arrives. We've got a very deep kind of, the first 6 weeks of a client working with us is quite a lot of engagement. And then after that, it obviously, like, we do calls and we're there. We've got ongoing help desks and team leaders and success coaches and everything internally. So we're always looking at what tasks are being asked. We get client feedback all the time. We invite it every week in the first 8 weeks, and then monthly thereafter, because we're like, if you don't give us feedback, even if it's bad, we can usually fix it if we find it early enough. Mm. So we're very, it's very, a very engaged relationship.
Yeah. And it's pretty technical stuff, isn't it? Because assistants back 30 years ago, they would have just been kind of photocopying and manning the reception desk back in the old days. And now, you know, your people are not really assistants, but they're actually kind of what, digital marketing administrators, really.
That's exactly right.
Sophisticated stuff.
You know, one of the things I always say to people is the major issue out there is the word virtual assistant, because it literally means someone with a heartbeat who can type right through to someone who can code a website. I mean, it's or do your accounting. I mean, it's kind of the term itself is too broad. So we have to kind of narrow people in and go, virtual assistant is somebody who is virtual, who's there to assist you. But it can be in a broad range of areas. So you got to get clear on that first.
Yeah.
And they don't do it all. They won't do it all.
No. And would your assistants then also be assistants? I mean, do you actually find a lot of efficiency in that, like in terms of booking flights and managing calendars? Is that kind of a common role that they...
We do that. We do that. Typically, we don't attract that kind of a client anymore, because we're mainly, you know, I'm out speaking on podcasts and conferences and stuff that are mainly digital marketer focused. So we tend to attract we do have a level one VA though, that's more admin focused, and they tend to be, what we're looking for in those VAs is somebody that is organized, kind of onto it, like, you know, that office manager type person. They may not be great at social media images. They may not be great at tech stuff like WordPress and all that, but they're a master organizer. So we do have that as well. But typically we play more in the upper level VAs that are doing more technical stuff.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Barbara. So I want to actually get you back so that we can deep dive into exactly the virtual hub, and, you know, how it functions and the different tiers of VAs and services that you offer. But if in the meantime, if people want to get in touch with you or learn more about you or the virtual hub, how can they do that?
Sure. So if you want to learn more about the virtual hub, we've actually got a couple of great sort of resources for the listeners, for you guys. You can go to thevirtualhub.com/outsourceaccelerator. And on there, we've got a couple of guides. We've got a download of why people fail with VAs and how to fix it, which is very useful. We also have a 7-part scalable business Business Success Formula e-course, which you can dive into, which really helps you to get ready for outsourcing. And then you can also book a call with one of our strategy consultants on that page too. If you wanted to connect with me personally, LinkedIn is kind of where you find me. So over there, I sort of share some of my content, my own thoughts over on my LinkedIn profile. You can just find me at Barbara Turley.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, that was Barbara Turley of The Virtual Hub. If you want to get in touch with Barbara or learn any more about anything we mentioned in this podcast, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/203. And of course, if you want to email us, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.